WMFO, and we're back.
OMG.
And scene.
OMG.
All right, 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. Started off that set with a brand new noise from The Weeks, title track from their new record called Two Moons. Eric Clapton from Gimme Strength, the 74-75 recordings, that was Steady Rolling Man. Sleater Kinney. After that, a new one from the Center Won't Hold CD, that was Reach Out. Ty Siegel. Another one, it's brand new, First Taste, called Taste.
Yep.
And by request to end the day for Tony V, Cleopatrick was the band, record, an EP actually in 2018 called The Boys. That was Hometown, kicking stuff there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Yep, thank you, Anthony.
All good.
All right, so Mike, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks
again.
Thanks for having me in, pal. It's always a pleasure to be at CENTCOM.
Is that where we are? I thought we were in Medford at Tufts.
Yeah, Medford. Well,
I don't know.
No worries.
All right. So,
Sue and Cassidy are on deck now.
Sue
huh?
and Cassidy.
Cassidy
yeah.
blew my mind. She told me she saw Sleater Kinney out in the West Coast. They were something else, right, Cass? Tough girl band. Love them. Love them. Mm-hmm. Ty Siegel, another maniac. Mm-hmm. Rock and roll.
Sue,
me.
You're back. You've been like traveling.
I know. Well, yeah, family stuff has just prevented me from being on the air for a while.
Yeah.
But just sort of my co-DJs take good care of me and have sat in for me when I've had little family commitments that I needed to take care of. So I appreciate their support. And speaking of my fellow DJs, Jane is riding Harbor to the Bay today, so we should all put out a good vibes for her bike ride.
She's such a bike rider.
Oh my God, she's amazing. She's done it like 15 times or something, but she's amazing. Jane's my hero.
Hashtag go Jane.
Yep, Jane's the best. So.
So what's up with something about the women today?
Well,
besides Cassidy
yeah,
McGuinn being back.
Cassidy's here, so that's good. To
yeah.
ease me back into DJing, I can just let her do all the work.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, no. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen each other in a while, so I'm very excited about that. I have been neglecting one of my first loves, jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off with some jazz today with a little Ella. And then we're going to get into some new music, and Cass has got a couple of sets, so we're...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to do.
All right, stay Hello. Tuned for something about the women, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Sue and Cassidy here at WMFO. My name's Mike. I'll be back next week at 9.
See you later.
Bye, buddy.
Who's on the mountain? You blow through here. The music goes round and round. Oh, 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 oh. We need bo bo ba brin di di drin di di drin di di yow be stiddy doodle doo be boobie doodle doo dee boobie doodle doo dee dee doodle dee 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 doodle doo dee ba bo ba ba brin brin do ba ba be brin ba be ba be Day delight and I want to go home. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look at Boo Boo Da. Hush your mouth, go away. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Ah, he, ha, he, ha, ba, you do, dee, da, he, ha, he, ha, he, ha, ba, do, you, dee, da, he. Something different? Something different? What can we do different? Okay. All right, pop. Can't give anything below. Can't give anything. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to do a number and dedicated to Louis Armstrong on his birthday. And it's a little different, and we hope you like it. It's a little impersonating we do of pops. Ella. Always pining for G. G, I'd like to see you looking swell. B-A-B-Y, baby. Diamond bracelets will wear doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby.
La 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 plenty of. Dream a while, scream a while, bobble do zaza do is all the vine. Happiness, and I guess, won't you be overload, so you find me, yeah. Like to see you looking sharp, yellow rose of Texas. Pop singer, Nick Cash, suede shoes, Elvis, Elvis Presley, boom, 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 I'm all shook up, can give you many things, Papa doesn't say anything, love you.
Oh, yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yay, Ella.
Yay. She is amazing. One of my life's greatest regrets is that I never did see her live in concert. That is literally one of my life's greatest regrets.
I can believe it.
I saw Sarah Vaughan once, so I could check that
wow.
box. But Ella's always been my absolute favorite.
That would have been, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. For sure. I actually knew someone who... who had met her. She was like an intern somewhere, and she said Ella was just the sweetest person ever.
Didn't she? Well, she had eye problems, right?
Well, she had diabetes, and I think before the end of her life, she lost her legs, and just, yeah.
I think she used to come to Boston a lot for...
for eye stuff?
I think so.
Like Mass Eye and Ear type stuff?
Yeah, yeah, because my sister is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
I think one of the nurses she works that mentioned that she used to see Ella Fitzgerald a lot.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, that could be a side effect of diabetes, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to Something About the Women. Cassidy is here with me. Cassidy hasn't been here in a while.
It's been 4 years, I think.
Oh, really?
Which is insane.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
We came so close to getting you on the roster here. If we could only just, I don't know, what do we have to add to the contract to get you signed up? We'll keep you in the country and, you know, all that stuff.
I know, that's true. Yeah, we'll have to see what
it was like, want to be on Something About the Women? Oh, I got to leave the country.
Still working on that. We can talk off mic. It's been a saga.
I'm sure.
Exchange rate, it takes longer.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So that was, what did we hear? So excited
I've
to see Cassidy. I know, right?
I'm sorry.
We started with Airmail Special, and I played that because I've just gotten back, 3 weeks ago, from Camp Camp, my 18th summer at Camp Camp.
Oh.
Well, summer, it's a week. We have the benefit of having like this fabulous, fabulous performer at camp. She actually works in the kitchen, but she's an amazing drag queen. Her name is Maxi Chanel, and she did the best lip sync to this song, Airmail Special. Every single scat, every line, everything, and she was amazing. So I played that in just because I'm loving that song again. I've always loved that song, but when she brought it back out for a lip sync, that was pretty amazing. And then we just let it go onto I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And I love the live recordings of Ella because you kind of get a sense of her personality and you know her stage presence. So loving some Ella there. And we're going to continue in the jazz vein, and then play some other stuff too.
We'll wing it.
We got new music. We got all kinds of stuff. And we're going to hope the technology works because that's always half the battle. But let's give it a try and continue on with some Ernestine Anderson.
Yay.
Here on Something About the Women.
You left me with it. To love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, well, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
No, not I, no, not I. I'll not be a slave for life. No, not I, no, not I. I'll be no submissive wife. No, not I, no, not I. I'll not be a slave for life. No, not I, no, not I. think you on our wedding day that I said what others say. Love and honor and obey. Love and honor and obey. No. Should a humdrum husband say that at home I ought to stay? Do you think that I'll obey? No, not I. But now I feel you near me.
about you. One little wound that don't hurt you. One little wound that come having. One little wound that come have. One little wound that with me tonight.
A millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Jet I know with a big sedan, swore he was an army man. Then he got dressed up fit to kill in the uniform he wore at a Bunker Hill.
Too old, too
old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Entertained an actor, I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said, I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Wants to sweep you off his feet.
But ladies, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard.
Oh yeah, you'll never guess. You'll never guess. That was Rosemary Clooney with Marlena Dietrich. How could I not play that?
I think you're obligated.
Right. So that was Too Old to Cut the Mustard. When I heard, it was so funny. I was listening to a jazz channel and that came on, and then I heard this voice. I was like, that's got to be Marlena Dietrich. And I Googled it, and sure enough, it was.
Yes.
I was like, I have to play that on the air. Oh my God, so great. So that was Rosemary Clooney with getting a little help from Marlena Dietrich, and that is from an album called Songbook. And that's rounding out our first set of jazz. I think we're going to have a second set of jazz. Then Cassidy's going to take over with some of her picks. But we're really enjoying the jazz here.
Oh, we've been
in
just listening to this all show.
Right, exactly. So Cassandra Wilson did A Little Warm Death. That's a cheery title.
Man.
And the Karen Allison Sextet. So this new album by the Karen Allison Sextet is called Shoulder to Shoulder, Centennial Tribute to Women's Suffrage. So it's got this historical bent, and there's some spoken word in there, and it's very interesting, and you should check it out. It just came out. But the song we heard, I had to play, I'll Be No Submissive Wife.
And you said it did not sound like a sextet. It sounds a lot bigger.
Yeah, it sounds bigger than a sextet.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Check that out, Karen Allison Sextet. We also heard from Trudy Richards doing Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. And that's from Capitol Sings' Jerome Kern. I love these tribute albums because you get all the great songs and you get a lot of different voices. And then we started the set with Ernestine Anderson doing Never Make Your Move Too Soon, from the album of the same title. So that wraps up our first jazz set.
Great stuff.
Oh, love it. And, you know, I love jazz and have jazz musicians in my family. My brother has a jazz record label, Sharp Nine Records. Go check them out.
I did not know that.
I also played
in be checking that out.
I played in the high school jazz band, so I just love jazz. So glad to be getting back to my roots, so to speak. With jazz. So let's continue in that vein with one of my faves. Actually, Jane and I went to see her when she was in Medford maybe 6 months ago. This is Diana Krall.
Ooh.
Love her. Hey. And that was a fun show to see her in a kind of smaller venue right here in Medford. Didn't
Man.
Even have to go far.
Who would have thunk it?
Right. I'm loving the Chevalier Theater in Medford.
I saw the Indigo Girls there.
It's just like a great place to see a show.
Sure is.
Awesome. All right, here we go. Diana Krall here on Something About the Women.
God gave out rhythm, sure was good to you. You can add, subtract, multiply, and divide by two. I know today is your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song and instead I call it Popsicle Toes.
popsicle toes. Popsicle toes are always froze. Popsicle toes. You're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes. Must have been Mr. Olympian with all that amplitude. How come you always load your Pentax when I'm in the nude? We ought to have a birthday party, and you can wear your birthday clothes. Then we can hit the floor and go explore. Popsicle toes.
Popsicle toes. Kind of thing can happen. Shall we dance? dance. When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. And you're my honey, honey sucker rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, 'cause you're my honey, honey. Flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by, and I know the reason why. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey, honey, honey. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. On the avenue, people look at you, and I know just why they do. Your perfection, goodness knows, and you're my honey. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cap. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honey, it's a rose. You're my honey, 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 honey. You're my honey, it's a rose.
She thought that she was real slick. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
Sister Sadie never worried. Sister Sadie never worried. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
She just dances around the floor. She don't have any mind no more. She just stands in the face with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey. Always had lots of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
Shabba 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 shabba.
Shabba 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 shabba.
Sister said it was a honey. Always had lots of money. Then she ran into
Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since I bought the put her down. Sister said it was a honey. Oh boy, that was awesome. I guess we're gonna do things in a different order than I just told you we were going to do them, but okay. But it's okay.
I can't believe it's already almost noon.
I know, right? It is in 10 seconds we can do a legal PSA. Go figure. Well, we just heard from the group Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters, who I was not familiar with, but that was Sister Sadie, and I loved it. We also heard Anita O'Day doing Honeysuckle Rose. Stacey Kent, who we also both were like, who is that? That's great. Did Shall We Dance? And we heard another one from Karen Allison of the Suffragette CD. But we heard Parisian Thoroughfare and started it all off with Diana Krall doing the classic Popsicle Toes, which is such a great song. So that wraps up the jazz portion of our show today. This is, of course, Something About the Women, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We are Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Sue, and Cassidy is here with me. We're catching up. We haven't seen each other in like 4 years.
Much too long.
Time passes so quickly.
Oh, God, yeah. So
we're having a good time here, and we are going to keep you informed about what's going on in the world with a little public service announcement, and then we'll be back, and maybe you can pre-announce some of the stuff that you're
going to
play. So let's hear about my favorite organization. I was just explaining to Cassidy about it, and that is Media Girls here on Something About the Women.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
All right, that is Media Girls, and they are awesome, and they operate workshops in the Boston area, so if you're interested, go to mediagirls.org.
Sounds like a great group.
It's really awesome, yeah. My friend Michelle Cove founded it, and she is amazing. Check it out. They're doing some really great work with girls in the area, and I think they're expanding. They've been getting some cool grants, so it's all
awesome.
It's all good.
Good to hear.
Yeah. So, Cassidy, what do you have for us today?
Oh boy, we're having so much fun talking about last night. Like, oh my God, this is so cool. So we were trying to figure out, okay, we don't want to do jazz. We'll stay away from jazz.
We did a whole hour of jazz.
And I said, okay, that still gives me lots to play with. So I kind of put together a combination. It's mostly new stuff,
okay,
but there are some great old ones in here.
Okay,
as well.
Great.
So we'll do like the first couple of songs that we'll be playing. So the first one is from Yola, who we both
absolutely
love.
Yes, we both love Yola.
And this is the first track off her debut album.
Oh, so not the album that just came out, but the...
She did an EP before this.
Oh, right,
this is
you're right.
Album.
That was an EP. Yep.
I should have been clear, actually.
No, I thought you were being, you know, super, super in the know that she had an album before.
No, and that is... I was trying... Okay, which one do I want to play? They're both great lead-off tracks. And like, let's go with this one because it has such a dramatic opening to
it.
Okay,
great.
So we went with that one. It's called Faraway Look. Then we have a song from Patty Griffin.
Love Patty Griffin.
Her new self-titled album, and it's saying something. I think this might be the best album of her career, which is really high praise.
Awesome, awesome.
It's a song called Where I Come From, and she, as you know, she's a New England native, although
yes,
she lives in Texas now.
She's amazing.
Just one of my favorites.
I got to announce her.
Really?
At the Somerville Theater years and years ago. When I was first doing this show, I got to announce her. It was great.
I saw her play once. She opened for Greg Brown.
Oh yeah, Greg Brown.
And she was just starting to write songs, and she was joking about, I was in Harvard Square, and she said, if any of you see the cranky redheaded waitress at the Border Cafe. She said, that was me. And I'm like, I told her later, I said, I saw you there, but I don't remember the cranky part, but I definitely remember the red hair.
That's awesome. So she's really got Boston roots.
She definitely has the Boston roots. And then after that, we have a song from Amy LeVere.
Okay, and you were telling me about this one.
Oh, you're going to love this one. It's a song called No Battle Hymn from her new album called Painting Blue, which is just wonderful. And then after that, we have a new song from Madison Cunningham, who's a new artist to
me. Okay, new to me too.
As well. And then the last one, we'll talk about the last one afterwards because it's such a fun song.
Okay.
We can chat about it. When you're listening to it, you'd be like, we got to talk about that afterwards.
Okay,
sounds good.
All right, great. So thanks for putting this set together.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me do it.
This is Cassidy McGuinn with me here on Something About the Women, and it's almost exactly noon, and we're going to get started right now.
Here we go.
All righty.